TLDR, if you're short on time, I want to hear some of the gems of wisdom, life principles and philosophies, and this journey of transformation from ad creative to inventor, then hear 7 minutes of soundbites from Don Smith. If you do have time and you're on a run, a cycle or a long drive, do listen to the full episode. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, over to Don.
I do like the ocean scale of the basic foundational elements of it. So openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, neuroticism. So when I look at myself on that scale, I can understand some of the inherent traits I have, probably from a genetic function. I'm very agreeable. I'm very conscientious. I'm very open. I'm not actually that neurotic. I'm quite a calm person. And then I'm relatively extroverted. So there's an element of me that is based on those foundational truths. And then there is the me that has emerged through the influences I've had in life, both from my parents and my other influences, siblings and friends and family and bosses and colleagues and all of the other people. And then there's the secondary, deeper influence, which is the books you've read and the people who influenced you from the past. It's that Epictetus quote, the Stoic, who said, you really start to emerge in yourself once you start speaking to the dead. So you have to go through history and find the lessons of the past from the writers of the past. So I always found this an interesting one. Growing up in that late 70s, early 80s era, well, most of my influences were superhero films. So I loved the original Superman and all of the fundamental hero's quest elements to the personality of Superman. And the reference then, as you get older and you read more, the connection to Nietzsche's Übermensch, that overman idea, and being able to transcend the base level instincts of your nature. I think that's been a huge influence. The whole Jedi thing from Star Wars, the fight between good and evil, the ability to do the right thing in the right moment. All those things, I think, have influenced me. And definitely becoming a father made a huge difference because you go, okay, I have to influence this life that I've created and I have to set a certain amount of positive foundational values and principles on which he can not only hear, but he has to see them. More importantly, what I say is one thing, but what I do is more critical for him in his ability to judge me effectively and judge what he should be or could be in relation to that. So I very much felt that the being a father really influenced. And it was probably at that stage that I really made the decision to transfer what I was doing using the skills I had for other people's benefit. I don't give up because I've been trained not to give up. And also I don't want to, and I don't think I have to, because what I've learned throughout my life is that there are very few problems that are unresolvable, and that the superpower thing is that you can think your way out of a problem. As human beings, our brain functions to resolve problems and find answers to questions. I come back to what you asked about, who am I? I am an emergent system. I am something that has come about as a result of all the variables that could have happened over the course of my life to be who I am now. And there are multiple other me's that I could have been as a result of those variables. So I am an emergent property. This inhaler is an emergent property. The concept is an emergent property of what happened in my brain, but the actual product is an emergent property of the people who've worked on it, the serendipitous luck I've had in finding the correct materials, the individual influence that other people have had from a design perspective, from a pharmacology perspective, from a physics perspective. So it is emerging. It's not going to succeed or fail. It's going to continue to emerge. And even when it's in market, it will have emerged into market because of other factors that I still don't have any control over. So I'm very aware now in my life that fear of failure is not something I need to have, not because it might fail, but because failure isn't really a thing. It's just there are situations that will emerge, and some of those situations will be good and some will be bad, but there will always be something else to move on to from those situations. And I think this is probably something that's quite critical for anybody, inventor, innovator, entrepreneur, to realize, is that there is no end game. There is just the journey. And if you start the journey and you have the right intent at the outset of the journey, you can control certain things. I was talking to my son about this the other day. The ChatGPT, it passed an MBA at one of the better universities. And there are two things I think are very important for him to learn, and that is psychology and philosophy. Because psychology will tell him about the operating system within himself, and philosophy will help him work out what to do with it. So I talk to him a lot about the way the brain works, about the way different people have different personalities and why they have different personalities. And I try to influence him the best I can on where to look for different philosophies on life so that he doesn't have any preset idea of what he should be thinking, but he takes all these other influences and then goes, okay, from that, I can get some kind of sense of who I might be as an individual and therefore what my purpose in life is, and therefore find my pathway and my you know, Campbell again, follow my bliss as a result of that. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to help him do that. But at the same time, there is another lesson which is critical to the school. So the outcome of the exams is not important. The A's, the B's, the nature of that. What is important that he's been given the opportunity to test his commitment and his ability to be conscientious. So the lesson I'm trying to get across to him is that if he builds that discipline in himself at this stage in his life, and it's true of all kids, build that discipline as early as you can, and it will serve you well, because that's the discipline my old man built in me. I love Alan Watts. The greatest truth I've ever heard anybody speak is from Alan Watts when he said, "You are the universe experiencing itself." Mm-hmm. That's utterly profound. I hope that people who are in creative industries, who are using their skills to take products to market effectively and get paid to take products to market, can realize that they can use the same skills to develop their own products and services. The vast majority of creative people are relatively risk averse. That means they like being creative, but they also want to make sure the bills are paid, and they want to make sure that they're comfortable in an environment where they can be creative. So I think people need to realize you can push yourself out of that comfort zone and actually kind of do for yourself what you're doing for other people.
Okay, that's all for now, folks. Now here's my ask of you. Please follow this podcast on Apple or Spotify or whatever player you use. Also, please subscribe to our new Random Collisions newsletter. We really are working to build a global community of action takers, action engines of people that really care about the problems that need solving. Thank you very much, and see you next time.